Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Mills in for Moyles. He's back on Monday. Britney Spears went out shopping. This is yesterday, right?
Yeah.
She's just gone for a tan with her cousin. Just out shopping, having a tan. And you know the paparazzi follow her everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking to her and she just kind of accosts one of them and insists on giving a message out to the world. Completely impromptu.
Right.
Right? Now, a load of people are going to go, this isn't Britney Spears. I promise you, 100%, this is Britney Spears talking yesterday.
Right. I just really, want to talk and just say, how nice our world is. Like, it is so nice. Like, I'm going to cry right now because, our world is so nice. No, it really is because, oh my God, the other day I saw, this magazine. And I looked at it, and it said, I was pregnant. And, I went up to my mom, and I was like, oh, my God. My mom knew. She was right. Always believe everything you read, everybody. Because I am. I really am pregnant. And then, I went to, this person, and they saw it, on the USA Today, that, I was drinking a lot. Yeah. And it was so true. It was so true. And then, it was just so weird because, then after that, everybody, just always believe what you read. Because, in all my management, they totally knew what they were doing when they sent me to rehab. Totally. They totally knew what they were doing. It's just so weird how great and nice our world is. And, after this, nobody's going to talk about this because our world is so nice. So that's all I wanted to say. So, okay, bye.
Okay, thank you, Britney.
Okay, then. Thanks, Britney.
That's really her.
That is really her. Because I've seen it on the internet. It is, promise you, it's really her. What's happened to her voice?
She's gone, totally LA now. Totally.
So that was Britney out shopping yesterday. Apparently, Britney may have been being sarcastic on that. Yeah, I know, totally. That was me being sarcastic there, if you couldn't follow that. Yeah.
Always believe everything you read, everybody. Because I am. I really am pregnant. And then, I went to, this person, and they saw it, on the USA Today, that, I was drinking a lot.
Yeah.
And it was so true.
Now, I know she's not being serious, but still. Hello, love. Anyone there? But, blokes, guys out there, even though she's bald.
And is it not growing back?
Well, yeah, but apparently she spent 30 grand on wigs in the last month.
She can afford it.
Right?
Yeah.
So bald, spends a lot of money. Slightly Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
But you still would, wouldn't you? See, look at the text. They all would with Britney, even though she's bald and bonkers. Bald as a coochie is.
Yeah, they would,
and bonkers.
They?
That sounds like a hair salon. Bald and bonkers. Hair affair. Look, they really would, look.
They would, wouldn't they?
Just close your eyes and think of the Toxic video.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, have you seen the show on Channel 4, My Name is Earl? You ever seen that? It's a show where a guy called Earl tries to right all the wrong things he's done in his life.
You know the kind of guy who does nothing but bad things and then wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realized I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Earl.
And my name is Scott. Hello.
Is the photo still on online?
Yes, it is.
Of you trying to
look like Earl,
but instead looking like you should be singing YMCO.
Me and him have a lot in common because, like him, bad karma has been going on in my life over the last few months. Can't actually remember any of the bad things that happened now. I think I got mice in my house.
You've had some terrible luck, haven't you?
Yeah. Now...
The gas company
broke into my house. Now as well. My broadband is broken. That's not working.
No.
Just a massive run of bad luck. A lot of it. So what we did is put a form on the website. If I've ever wronged you, then you could just fill it in and send it back to me. And we had an amazing response. Mm. So many people.
Huge response.
Said that I had done them wrong in the past. There was loads, wasn't there?
There were lots. For example, these are just some, because you didn't show us all of them, because you kept them to yourself and some of the emails, but these are the ones that I have managed to see. The woman in North Wales who said that you ran over her dog.
I didn't. That's not true.
But then you told another story that was more horrifying.
Yeah, it might have been her child that I ran over.
Yeah.
I just grazed it.
Bumped. Yeah, it. Him. Yes?
Yeah.
And then he was all right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl...
that was years ago.
I know, but there's lots to go on. The girl whose underwear you threw out of the window?
Yeah. I did do that, yeah.
Okay. The person you met at the Mika concert, the Mika showcase.
I don't remember that.
No, but...
I do.
Yeah, two or three people are saying that story's true, even if you don't remember it. So they're just a few.
Yeah.
But the first person this morning is not any of those. Can you guess who this is?
Hello, Scott.
Is that Joe Wiley?
Hi, Scott.
Hello,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what's the worst thing that's happened to you as a result of Scott?
Do you know what? I can't even contemplate what the worst thing is.
I'll sit down for this bit because it might be a while.
Do you know, there have been so many things, I don't know where to begin, but can I start with the most recent, most
current
one
do.
That's pressing in my mind, and it's actually made the national papers.
What's that, then?
Well, you know, Scott has got this campaign of, just making my life hell, really, and just ruining it. And, you know, it kind of actually impacts on my family, right. And my children, and all, you know,
how?
Imagine what it's like. Because, right, you remember the airport thing, and the airplane and
what
all
we
that.
Got an airplane named after you, and an airport lounge in
Newquay. Airport lounge, that's the one, right, in Newquay. So that was quite a long time ago. Mm. Imagine my surprise when, about a month ago, I began to get emails from people very, very angry. Okay. I am now officially the subject of hatred from eco-warriors around the world because I'm encouraging people to fly to Newquay and back again by having a Newquay live lounge named after me at the airport there. And I'm not joking. They're all saying things like, obviously it's a very serious subject and stuff like that, but it's me that they hate and it's your fault.
It's only your name on it.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying that, how do I feel as a mother? The effect it's having on my children. Don't my children feel ashamed and embarrassed to have me as a mother because I've got an airport lounge named after me and I'm encouraging people to fly by plane and I'm a really bad mother.
See, it just escalated out of control, though, didn't it?
So because of you, what you're saying, Joe, is that you are being blamed for global warming.
Yeah, basically. Oh, you know, it's been really hot recently. It's my fault.
And if Al Gore had made that film before, got the airport lounge named after, you'd be a big part. He'd have done that big demonstration and there'd have been a big slide of you along with the graph going
and
up.
Again, nothing to do with me because it just, you did it. You sorted it all out. I had nothing to do with it at all. I disassociate myself entirely. But you made it happen, okay? So I'm not taking the blame. It's all you.
Do you feel so you want to repent over this?
Well, she's quite high up on my list. So, yeah.
But the thing is, though,
I think so.
He only wants to repent because bad things might happen to him. I don't think he actually feels deep down
bad. No, it's entirely selfish. I'm very aware of that. Yeah. But if I can cause any pain to Scott's life, I will.
Right, okay. I do have a way which this might work.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Let me give you these condoms, which I found on a different desk upstairs.
They're very large.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Yeah, they're not mine. Don't get carried away, either.
They're mine.
Oh, no, they're not.
And away the TV go. No, I'll give you these condoms.
Okay.
Then what you've got to do is you've got to go upstairs.
That's where my boss lives.
Laura's up there, actually, as it happens, and she's going to help you fill the condoms I've just given you. Stop it, Joe, honestly. This isn't meant to be filth, and you're just making it worse. Laura will help you fill the condoms I've given you, plus a few hundred more that she's got, with water.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That.
Oh, good.
Scott, you need to go outside Radio 1 and just lie down on the pavement.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and outside the building?
Yeah.
On the pavement.
On the pavement. You know, opposite where all the workmen are working.
Yeah. Is this going to be filmed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. It'll go on Vodcast, podcast, whatever else we stick everything on.
Zodcast.
Yeah. So Scott will be lying on the pavement. You've got hundreds of water-filled condoms, and I'll give you 1 minute to pelt him with as many of them as possible.
Brilliant. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel cleansed, quite literally.
Yeah, you'll have a combination of water and spermicide all over you.
Oh!
So, Not for the first time. So, hey, there we go. So off the off the two of you go.
Off we go. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Yo, son.
Oh, no.
Yo, son, go easy on Thomas the Tank Engine. There's a big record out there. You get that, son. Go easy.
Bye.
Yo, it's your boy, Western Man.
Yeah,
Ray was ready to be out of there, baby, but cats were really feeling it, man.
Oh, yeah. Go, Charlotte, it's your birthday. We're going to
party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a card like you need that in your life.
What are you doing playing this?
Heavy hit after heavy hit. Feel a bump, my life, got what you need. You need to feel a bump. I'm
going to have a sense. I ain't going to make it love, so come give me a hug. Come on,
now.
Westwood, you play that by mistake.
No, Dre played that by mistake, and he was about to be out of the building.
Have you fired him yet?
Yo, man, people was loving that. We got hundreds of texts, like, wanting a rewind and wanting it on again.
Well, I just made them very happy.
It's a big record for me.
It's a big record for you.
Have you got plans for any others? Postman Pat? Backyardigans? Teletubbies?
We're looking at something, man. I'm trying to pay attention at the moment.
Now, listen, while you're there, right?
Yeah, what's up, Scotty?
Can I ask you something?
What's happened?
There was something that was on the Mirror newspaper's website. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
What happened?
Listen, we'll read you the story. Go on, Chopper.
Okay, right. The headline is DJ in Pimp Plead, and it's accompanied by a photo of Scott dressed as a toy soldier.
What happened?
DJ Scott Mills begged his Radio 1 colleague Tim Westwood for a pimping, but got turned down.
The answer's no, Scott. It's not going to happen.
Scott Mills was really pleading with us to pimp his ride. It didn't happen, Scott. Sorry, it's not about a celebrity thing.
Did you say that?
It's not about Scotty Mills.
Did you say that to the Mirror newspaper?
I deny all knowledge of that. But it is true. Scott came up to me and asked me to pimp his joint.
I didn't plead with you.
Oh, you begged Scotty on the phone,
oh, this
man.
Is embarrassing.
I asked nicely.
Yo, same thing, man. It was an easy answer. No, Scott, it's not going to happen.
See, I thought we had linked.
We had built, Scott, but we've got to understand, pimping in the celebrity game, I've done Madonna. Madonna me up, and I pimped her white van, and it was a big look for me.
Yeah.
Scott, man, we've done celebrities.
Yeah, I just thought we had linked, blood. But
we had linked, Scott. You know, we counted down some heavy hits together one time.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to happen for you.
Right, listen, have you done all the new episodes of MTV's Pimp My Ride? Have you done them?
It's crazy. It's on TV right now. It blasts off, premieres every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. on MTV. This week, this Sunday, we are pimping this white van something crazy. It's a beautiful experience, man.
You've got the white van. Are you sure you really don't want a purple J-Reg Nissan Micra with graffiti up the side?
No, it's got Mills' driving it. We don't need it in our lives.
Why won't you do it?
It's unnecessary. It's extra.
Look, it's in a...
Spend your own money, Scott. It's... It's nothing we can do for you.
It's in a BBC car park. They want to get rid of it because it's parked next to the Director General's car. It's got...
You shouldn't be in the car park, Scott.
Why won't you do it for me?
Because it doesn't go that way, Scotty. We do this for the kids.
You're pleading now.
Am I?
Yeah, you are definitely.
Yo, Scotty, man. It's not going to happen. I ain't going to pimp your joint, my son.
But I wanted a fireplace in the back of my Micra.
Oh, we can do that. We've done that already. We've put fireplaces in cars. We've put beaches in cars. We've put American diners with hot dog machines, milkshake machines, a jukebox, a neon sign and bar stools in the back of a car. We put a skate ramp on a Panda. We put a fully operational gym inside a Clio. What would we do for you, Scott?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's not a good look.
I'd like a bath if it could fit in the back of my Micra.
Oh, easily.
Yeah?
We put a sauna, a jacuzzi and a massage table in there for you, Scott. We do that for you.
But you're not going to, are you?
Could you put a tanning salon in the boot?
We've done that. We've done that tan spray. You know that tan spray that you spray on?
Yeah, I love that.
We put that inside the car. It's nothing too much for us, Scotty. We specialise in fantasy pimping, all that unnecessary stuff that you don't want in your car. And as soon as the show's over, you take it out and put it in your house. Or put it on eBay.
But it's still a no.
Scott, for you, my brother, it's an easy one. It's a straight no!
Right, well, let's end this conversation.
Yeah, why am I on the phone to you, Scott?
I have no idea, you're not, babe. That's Westwood, and he's on Saturday night at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. He plays joints like this.
National Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This is going to be so good. It's the first of many episodes of My Name is Scott. Jo Wiley's going to get her own back for just one of the many horrible things that he's done to her. Jo, where are you?
Okay, at the moment I'm perched outside a window. I'm kind of on the windowsill. And there's a cafe just opposite. Scott, if I look outside, hang on. Yeah, I can see Scott. Hi, Scott. Yeah, I can see Scott laying on the pavement. He is indeed. There's a cafe just opposite. The funniest thing is that everybody's completely ignoring him. Nobody's looking at all. Oh, dear me.
Have you got a good shot? Are you going to be able to land these condoms on him quite easily?
I'm a bit worried, but I've got Laura ready to assist if I can't get any kind of shots in on him at all. I feel like Red Riding Hood, but of the wrongest kind. I've got a basket, and inside the basket are hundreds and hundreds of condoms that Laura and I have filled up with water. So it's kind of water spermicide and these condoms. It's like... It's very
well,
wrong.
Well, if you're Red Riding Hood, let's talk to Granny, who's lying down on
the... I thought he was the wolf.
On the... No, he's more a granny than a wolf, I think. Hello, Grandmother.
Hello, dear.
And what's it looking like from your perspective?
Well, I can just see the sky, and I can see to the right of me the Radio 1 building and Jo Wiley looking evil out of the side of it from the first floor window.
Right, Jo, this is your first chance of revenge.
Okay.
And from Scott's point of view, this should help him get a bit of good luck back into his life. Uh-huh. That's the plan. When I say go, you have a minute to throw as many condoms filled with water as possible at Scott.
It will be an absolute pleasure. He's okay. Lying there at the moment in his blue T-shirt, his jeans, his little grey grubby socks, and he's got a condom protecting his microphone, which looks very, very wrong. You'll see this on the podcast.
Are you ready, Jo?
I'm so ready for this. This is Payback Time Part 1.
Your minute to condom water bomb Scott starts... Now!
Yay. Oh, no, I've got my...
Ah!
Hang on, right. Laura keeps supplying me with these. Oh, I'm missing him.
No!
Oh, I had a break! Tragedy.
All right, come on then.
Ah! I just got his crotch.
Not there!
Oh, no.
Oh!
Ah! This is the most fun the girl could possibly have. Right, ready? Here you go. You ready for this, Scott? Oh, direct hit. Nice. This is for every eco-warrior, every email that I've received because of the nick. Don't throw them back at me. It's wrong. How long have I got?
You've got another 17 seconds.
Oh, let's get this on the face, right?
I really...
Oh! Oh, nice one. Right, here we go.
Oh,
right on the face. Nice. He's squealing like a girly. Oh, what a result. Oh, one final one. Hang on a sec.
What was that?
You're right.
Oh, it's cold.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is it. It's time for Celebrity Mousetrap Minefield.
I can't believe you. You just went, now this is your game, so you take charge of this. As if you're just washing your hands of it all. It was only my game for when you and Laura played it.
It's your
idea.
You
were the one that wanted Jo to play it.
Did you hear his laugh as well? Before he opened up his microphone, he went...
Okay, Laura, if you could apply the blindfold to Mills Wiley.
So this is a plan. You need to be blindfolded, and then there's a whole load of mousetraps strewn across the studio, and you have to get from one end of the studio to the other trying to avoid the mousetraps.
Jo is now wearing football socks and not the wellies.
And Jo, the last text that came in, wants to know who'll cover your show while you have to go to hospital.
Oh, well, that means we have to do 3 hours, oh. Okay. Right, we are filming this, which will be on a video podcast free download at some point. Now, Jo Wiley will attempt to walk across the Radio 1 studio, which is booby-trapped with mouse traps.
Do I go now?
Yeah, go,
yeah, I think
Joe.
I might just run at it.
No, don't run.
What? Well, you could run, I suppose.
No, don't run.
Go on, Joe.
What's she doing well?
You're doing really well. God, this is really scary.
Oh, God.
It's like watching a ballet dance.
Oh!
Oh my God! That is the biggest fluke ever. None of them went off.
Yes.
Oh, gutted. Radio One.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.